section, the problem. I was adding content filter support to ROS2 topic Echo Hertz BW. ROS2/ROS2CL, I number 1213. When I hit this, expected messages where data equals hello are printed. The subscription silently falls back to unfiltered mode. No crash, no warning at the ROS2 level, just a DDS error buried in stare. The filter parameter is ignored and every message comes through. The same expression with an inline literal works fine. So the issue is specifically with %0 parameter substitution for string typed fields. Section, tracing the problem. Section, layer 1, the DDS SQL grammar. DDS content filter expressions use a subset of SQL. The grammar, defined in the DDS specification, NXB, includes. A parameter is a placeholder, %0, %1, etc., whose value is supplied at runtime through the expression underscore parameters vector. The spec says parameter values should be typed, but it doesn't spell out how. That's left to the implementation. Section, layer 2, FastDDS's parameter parser. FastDDS implements parameter value parsing in DDS filter set underscore value. Parse underscore literal underscore value uses the PEG grammar in DDS filter grammar.hpp. When you pass the parameter value hello, the parser tries to match it against each alternative. Every alternative fails. The parser returns nullpter. Set underscore value returns false. FastDDS logs the parse error and the subscription falls back to unfiltered mode. The fix from FastDDS's perspective is documented in EEPRO CMA/FastDDS number 4199. You must include the quotes in the parameter value itself. EEPRO CMA closed the issue as not a bug. From the DDS specs perspective, they have a point. String is defined as characters encapsulated in single quotes. The parameter value is parsed as a literal, and string literals need quotes. Section, layer 3, the ROS2 middleware stack. Here's the path a parameter takes from your CLI to FastDDS. No layer adds quotes. The string hello passes through our CLPy, our CL, our MW, and arrives at FastDDS completely unmodified. FastDDS tries to parse it as a DDS literal, fails, and silently falls back. Section, where to fix it. Three options, each at a different layer. Section, option A, FastDDS, DDS filter set underscore value. Add a fallback. If parse underscore literal underscore value fails, retry with the value wrapped in single quotes. Pro, fixes it for all DDS users, not just ROS2. Con, EEPRO CMA considers current behavior correct. P are likely rejected. Section, option B, RMW fast RTPS, the adapter layer. Autoquote bare strings before passing them to FastDDS. This is the adapter between ROS2 and a specific DDS vendor. Exactly the right place for vendor-specific quirks. Pro, FastDDS specific, other RMW implementations unaffected. Backward compatible, already valid literals pass through unchanged. Con, it's a heuristic. Edge cases exist, e.g., a string that looks like a number but should be quoted. Section, option C, ROS2 CLI, the CLI layer. Have the CLI wrap string parameters before passing them to our CLPy. Unit tests cover bare strings, already quoted strings, backtick quoted strings, booleans, integers, floats, hex, and empty strings. 8 test cases, all passing. Section, before and after. Section, the bigger picture, content filter CLI support. The RMW fix was discovered while adding content filter to the ROS2 CLI tools, ROS2/ROS2CL, I number 1213. This PR adds two new arguments to ROS2 topic echo, Hertz, and BW. The key difference from the existing filter flag, content filters are applied by the DDS middleware before messages reach the subscriber. This means reduced bandwidth, filtered messages never cross the network. Reduced CPU, no deserialization of rejected messages. No security risk, unlike filter which evaluates arbitrary Python expressions. The test suite covers happy paths, matching slash non-matching filters, edge cases. Once with content filter, combine DDS plus Python filtering, and contract tests for argument parsing across all three verbs. Section, lessons learned. Silent failures are the worst kind. The DDS parse error was logged to stare by FastDDS, but our CLPy didn't propagate it. The subscription was created successfully, it just didn't filter. In production, you'd see all messages coming through and have no idea the filter was ignored. The adapter layer is where vendor quirks belong. The DDS spec leaves parameter value formatting to implementations. FastDDS chose strict literal parsing. CycloneDDS might handle it differently. The RMW layer exists precisely to absorb these differences. Test in Docker against the actual middleware. I caught the %0 failure only because I ran integration tests in OSERF/ROS, rolling desktop. Unit tests with mock subscriptions would have passed. Read closed issues. EE Pro CMOS/FastDDS number 4199 was closed in 2023 as not a bug. The workaround was documented in the comments. 3 years later, the same issue still trips up ROS2 users because no layer in the stack applies the workaround automatically. Section, links. CLIPR, ROS2/ROS2CLI number 1213. Content filter for echo/hertz/BW. RMW fix. ROS2/RMW fast RTPS number 873. Autoquote bare string params. FastDDS issue. EE Pro CMOS/FastDDS number 4199. Original report. DDS grammar file. DDS filter grammar.hbp. DDS spec. OMG standards body DDS 1.4. NXB. Content filter expression syntax.